I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission has subpoenaed campaign finance records from Hartford City Treasurer Adam Cloud just days before the city's Democrats meet to endorse a candidate for the upcoming election. The subpoena was dated July 20th. It reads, quote, "We're trying to determine whether there have been any violations of the federal securities laws. The investigation and the subpoena did not mean that we've concluded that the clerk's office, its representatives or employees, or anyone else has broken the law." The subpoena went to the clerk's office, but it sought documents from Cloud. John Droney, Cloud's attorney, told WNPR that he thinks this is a last-minute effort by Cloud's political adversaries to smear his client before the city's Democrats meet on Monday.
"I think some people, I don't know who they are, have supplied the Securities and Exchange Commission with false and misleading information to create a press issue prior to the nominating convention. I think it's the cheapest and vilest political trick I've heard of in a number of years."
Mark Nelson is the city tax collector, and he's running against Cloud for the Democratic nomination. He says he has had no contact with the federal government, but he's watched Cloud at work and hasn't been impressed.
"Well, I served for 3 years on the Pension Commission of the City of Hartford. I was elected by city employees to be the watchdog representative on that body. I wasn't pleased with some of the things I saw, and I decided to step forward."
Cloud was recently at the center of accusations that led to a federal criminal investigation into the business dealings of a now-failed insurance broker named Earl O'Garo. The city, under Cloud's watch, paid O'Garo's company, Hybrid Insurance, hundreds of thousands of dollars. O'Garo was to then take that money and pay insurance premiums on the city's behalf. He never did. O'Garo was eventually indicted by federal prosecutors. His trial is set for the fall. Droney, Cloud's attorney, said he believes there's no connection between the two investigations.
"It has nothing to do with this. In that situation, Adam was a victim, like many insurance companies and businesses, of a gentleman that I consider to be a sociopath."
Cloud is running for his second term in office. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.